This is a CBC podcast.
This is Mic Drop.
Mic Drop?
It's about us.
Teens and our stories and what we've been through.
What we are still going through.
Without any adult interruptions.
Testing.
Testing.
Mic will drop in 5, okay. 4, 3, 2.
Drop the mic.
In this episode of Mic Drop, we're talking about doing things my way.
I mean, there's always the constant pressure of them putting it on me, here, do this, here, do this, here, do this, and me being dragged down by them, because when they were drunk and high, everyone was asking me, Layla, are you doing it too? Layla, are you doing it too? Come on, one puff, one puff. I don't want to do it.
They're talking about how on Monday, he's bringing them brownies.
Hi, my name is Layla. I'm 15, soon to be 16.
Actual joints. They didn't think that was enough, you know?
No.
And they wanted more.
And they think that brownies is going to make them more high than an actual...
I don't know, they're stupid.
My mom and I are very close because we don't have a huge difference in age. You know, 21 years apart. So my mom is like definitely like my best friend. I tell her everything.
They're like, yeah, you should just do it. You should just do it. Like, you only live once, Layla. You should really just do it.
You only live once. So smoke pot? No, you only live once. So go skydiving. So
So there's this guy at school who I used to be friends with. He enjoys weed. And my friends have randomly decided that they also want to get into it. And he is hooking them up, as they said. There was this one time, I thought that day was going to be a normal lunch. And we start walking into Hortons and they're like, let's make a quick pit stop. So we go behind the store. And one of them pulls out a thing of Pringles. I'm like, what is going on? What is she doing? And she just pulls out 2 joints. I'm like, oh my God. They're like, come on, one puff, one puff.
Please do
just
it.
Do it. You're stopping a baby. Just do it. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I'm not going to do it. So I started backing up because I didn't want to smell like it, because I didn't want to be guilty by association. So then when they were done, we continued walking to Tim Hortons, and I go and buy my food, and one of my friends pulls out a water bottle. I'm like, what are you drinking? They're like, oh, why don't you find out by taking a sip? And it smells disgusting. I'm like, is this vodka? And they're like, yeah. Please do it. Please do it. Just a little bit. Just one sip. Just one sip. Just do it. If you do it, I'll do this. If you do it, I'll do this. No. I'm not into the alcohol or the drugs. I just, it doesn't have an appeal to me. I don't see the reason as to why people do it. It's not something I don't think I'll ever get interested into. And also religion too, because it is against my religion to do those things, but especially drinking. It's said like in the Quran that it's bad. Don't do it, because you're not you when you're drinking. You're not thinking straight. You can hurt other people without knowing. It's kind of like a defense mechanism, I guess, maybe. My friends, we started walking back to school, and you know, it takes a little bit of time for everything to kick in. So they were normal at first, but as soon as we started getting closer and closer to the school, they started acting weird and screaming and yelling some inappropriate stuff in the street. I would tell you what they said, but I don't feel comfortable telling you that because it was so weird. That's the only word I can think to describe their behavior that day. We get to school and I ditch them. I dart away from them. And I was just thinking, hey, it's their life. They can ruin it. Let them do what they want. They can rot their brain like that, but it's not something I want to do. I'm not going to be dragged down into this. They're like, you're such a loser. What's the big deal? Like, what's going to happen? What's the worst that could happen? I'm like, the worst that could happen is that I don't want to do it. I'm going against my beliefs, my principles. I have them. A lot of it comes from my parents and the way they raised me and just the way I think. I'm a very strong person. I stand up for what I believe in. I don't like to be swayed. I'm very stubborn. I try to be as open-minded as possible when I'm convinced of something, or when I truly believe in something, I don't want to hear it. I'm right. You're wrong. Yeah, I'm right. You're wrong.
That girl who's going to help you, she can't come tonight.
Well, Rip City, my mark.
Stop saying Rip City. Rip City makes no sense.
Rip City.
Mother.
My friends at school, I cannot tell them anything. They are not trustworthy at all. So my mom is the person I tell everything to. Everything. If I drank and I didn't tell her, it'd be killing me. It'd be eating me up alive. I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. It makes me feel like I have someone there who supports me. And it's like, yes, keep on doing that. Keep on doing that. Because if I didn't have my parents, I don't know if I would have reacted the same way.
Thanks. Not for the information.
Not my life.
Next time on Mic Drop.
When I walked into that foster home, I felt so alone. I felt like I didn't really have anyone anymore. And it was a difficult feeling to feel. Felt like being in grade 8, not having anyone was hard.
Mic Drop is produced in Montreal by Sherry Okeke and Carrie Haber. Jess Shane is our associate producer, and the show is mixed and edited by Crystal Duhame. Subscribe to Mic Drop in your podcast app. You'll automatically get the new episodes when they come out. And we'd love to hear from you. If you even use email, there's an actual email address, micdrop@cbc.ca. Follow us on Instagram at @cbcmicdrop. You can also find us at cbc.ca/micdrop. If you like what you're hearing, we'd really, really appreciate it if you leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And tell your friends.